Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Gurmeel Magathfishin, Neil, the cost of doing business is top of the agenda for many retailers across the country, many of whom want more supports, they say. With the deadline to apply for the increased cost of business grant approaching, there have been calls for an extension to allow more people to apply for more on this and other stories. I'm joined by Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke. Minister, you're very welcome indeed to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
Before we talk about anything else, can I ask for your reaction, first of all, on the verdict at the inquest? It's obviously an extremely difficult day for the Johnston family, and our thoughts are with them. But can I ask for your reaction to the verdict of medical misadventure in the inquest into the death of Aoife Johnston?
Well, firstly, my sympathies will go out to the Johnston family on the loss of their beautiful daughter, Aoife. It must be a very, very traumatic experience to go through 4 days of evidence in Kilmallock, and also in terms of what they experienced at the hospital. But I do know that the chief executive of the HSE has issued an apology, but also, which is more important, that Chief Justice Frank Clark is now to conduct a formal investigation. And the HSE has assured the family that it will be rigorous, but I'm very much conscious of what the family is going through this evening. As a dad of two children, I can only imagine. I can't even bear to think about the heartache, about their experience of losing their beautiful daughter. And unfortunately, nothing is going to change that fact. And that is very, very difficult to grapple and deal with. But as a state, we will do our very best in the coming days and weeks ahead to support the family, to ensure there's a rigorous investigation into what happened on that evening and next day.
Speaking generally about UHL, Minister, not specifically about this case, but what featured in evidence at the inquest has been highlighted very often. Overcrowding, pressure on staff, staffing levels, patient waiting times for treatment and so on. Highlighted consistently by the INMO, the IMO, HICWA and others to the relevant authorities. The government knew about the fundamental problems. Was enough done to date, in your opinion, to improve the situation at UHL?
There has been huge challenges, and rather than go into figures and data, Cormac, I'm just very conscious of the family here, of what they are going through, the grief that they are dealing with after those 4 days of evidence. But I would say is that in budgetary terms and in terms of bed numbers, there have been significant increases at the hospital, well up and over 50%. And the critical thing is that it has been an outlier, there is no doubt, in terms of other hospital groups. So we have to take that very seriously. Obviously, this case has to be fully investigated by the appropriate channels, and that will be done. But rather than going into facts and figures, I'm just so conscious, especially as a father, of what that family are going through. The Johnstons must, you know, be going through unbelievable pain and grief after that verdict. And as well, as I said, going through, you know, 4 days of very difficult evidence.
I want to talk about other stuff, but I just wonder what is next for UHL.
So obviously, in particular, the case, we have to have the investigation. But for UHL, there are a number of capital projects, obviously, that are currently underway. We have 98 beds, which are due to open, hopefully, later this year. And obviously, preparatory work is going on for a second phase of 96 beds in the hospital. Now, again, you know, when you're quoting figures, it's never easy on a day like this. But we do need to ensure that the hospital is functioning properly. And we're very clear that this has been raising its head on a number of occasions. I think we have to be honest about that. Why other hospital groups have reducing their numbers, their throughput, the amount of people and trolleys, and why UHL has been going the opposite direction.
Okay, well, as I say, our thoughts are first and foremost today with the parents and family
Absolutely.
Of Aoife Johnston. Can I talk to you about your new role, Minister, you're now Minister for Enterprise, recently appointed, as we know. What are your key priorities here?
Yeah, this is a very exciting new opportunity for me to work with the business sector. Firstly, I think I'm really going to dig in relation to our SMEs. The Taoiseach has been very clear in that space too. 70% of the employment right across our economy is brought to us by the SME sector, and they have been dealing with a very different regulatory environment over the last number of weeks and months. So I'm trying to respond now, hopefully in the month of May, package of supports to try and assist them in a sustainable way. We're obviously working through the budgetary parameters that were established, obviously, last November. So we have to be very honest about that. But I think there are a number of things that I'd be working on to try and assist them and to show critically that we're listening to what they have to say.
Well, are you listening? Because we spoke with RG Data, for example, the retailers, and they said that top of the list is labour costs for them. What will you do in terms of labour costs?
Well, I can assure you, firstly, I am listening and I will be meeting a number of the interest groups next week and I will respond with tangible proposals. I won't go through the detail of what I'm planning because obviously I have to get agreement across government. I'm working with Minister Heather Humphreys and Minister Patrick O'Donovan at the moment trying to formulate a package to get government agreement. So I don't want to go into the specific measures.
Are you looking at labour costs in? You'll tell me that.
All is on the table. So essentially, in terms of trying to ensure businesses are supported in a sustainable way, but I will always enter a note of realism into the context and the debate. I am working through the budgetary framework. So the scope I have to work with has to be within the budgetary parameters, but I am using innovative ways to change around aspects within the department.
I know, your scope is limited and restricted. So it comes down to choice then. And is it your choice to try and reduce employers' PRSI?
We will look at everything we can under the current context. I don't want to say to you, Cormac, exactly what's on the table, genuinely, because it makes my life more difficult trying
to get
government.
I know, but when you say you look at everything, that means nothing for employers, for example, who may be struggling to keep their doors open. Is it a priority for you that then?
My political history will show when I say something, I absolutely mean business, and I will demonstrate that in May to show that I am working.
Employers PRSI?
I will be working with employers right across the sector. I'm examining all these issues. I'm absolutely going to examine it, but I can't make a commitment here live on air in terms of what exactly I'm going to do. But I can assure small businesses that we have their back. We know exactly the regulatory change that they are currently going through, but we want to put an offer to them that is sustainable. It's no point in making injections into them and making changes that are not sustainable into the future. We have to ensure it is sustainable.
When you say you're looking at everything then, is the reducing the VAT rate back down to 9% back on the table then?
Not at the moment. So any discussions in connection with the VAT rate, we'll be quite clear and honest about that. That will be parameters at the next budget. So obviously, the negotiation period over the summer and into the autumn, that's one of the issues that will be on the table. But we have to be honest too, Cormac, that comes at a considerable cost. And if you look and examine the reason why that was brought in, it was to stimulate an economy that was flagging, where we had significant unemployment, significant risk. We have at the moment 2.7 million employed in our economy with very strong growth rates. Now, I know there are
no good to the nearly 300 businesses that shut down in the last 6 months of 23.
I absolutely appreciate that, but a number of businesses, if you look at company and corporations, there's a significant uptake in the restaurant sector of company and corporations through the CRO since last January. And we have to look at all these things in the round. We're operating in a very difficult trading environment. I have huge experience in this area. I've worked as a decade as a chartered accountant supporting SME sectors at a time when the conversations were from businesses coming in back in 2008, 9 and 10. How many people have we to let go to keep our business sustainable? Will we weather the storm?
I know the value of having full employment. It's shutting down entirely.
The point I'm making is I know the value of an economy having full employment. And we have to be honest, when you say they're shutting down entirely, we've put 90,000 jobs into our economy over the last year. That's 90,000 families with an additional income coming in. Notwithstanding that, I know the pressures that employers are under.
I could throw back
and
at
I will
you
absolutely
the Restaurants Association report. I could throw back at you the Restaurants Association report published recently that says every time a firm shuts down in the hospitality sector, it could result in the state losing out a total of €1.3 million per annum and 22 people losing their jobs. And that happened 300 times nearly in the last half of last year.
And I can respond to that saying that company and corporations are up significantly in the hospitality sector since the 1st of January. Our rate of business failures is about 27 per 10,000. That's significantly lower than it was either pre the pandemic or right through that period.
Okay. You say you're looking at everything bar the VAT. You're looking at the PRSI employers.
I get that.
Oh, sorry, the line broke. Excuse me, apologies, the line broke. I didn't realise you were still talking. But you're looking at everything you say, the VAT, the exception. Are you looking at the increase in sick leave days for employees? That's going to be increased, that entitlement. Could that be deferred? Are you looking at that?
So currently we Okay. Obviously, we have 5 days now. We're increasing it up to a potential trajectory of 7 and further to 10. So we have to assess that once the report comes back.
Okay, so that will be looked at, you say. Okay, look, I wonder, is there enough... can I ask you one other question in terms of the increased
Absolutely.
Cost of business grant? It's going to close the registrations on May the 1st, I believe. Now, an awful lot of people find this confusing. They haven't availed of it. They could have availed of it. Is there any chance that you could extend that?
Well, they can avail of it right now. Let's focus on the here and now. It's less than a two-minute application that you can go on your mobile phone, register for this grant and get an immediate cash injection into your bank account to assist your business. I know cash is the lifeblood of businesses. There's a quarter of a billion euro here on the table for SME sector. Go and draw down the grant now. It'll take you less than 2 minutes. I really would appeal to people.
No extension.
And will give me the armory that it's very difficult for me to go to Pascal Donoghue, Minister Pascal Donoghue, and say that, you know, our SME sector is under serious pressure when we have a quarter of a billion euro on the table and it isn't being utilised and drawn down. It's only over 40% at the moment. So I need to display that we are utilising the supports that are there. I'm really appealing to people. If I can say to you now, Cormac, there's a 2 minute application form. 2 minutes to fill in this application form and you get half your rates back up to a maximum of 5,000 euro. I think that's a very significant support. I really would appeal to businesses to draw it down now and help me help you in the days and weeks ahead.
Okay, 5,000 euro is not a whole lot according to some business that we've heard from. In terms of retail crime, what can you do to help people who feel plagued by retail crime at this point?
So currently, the Garda Commissioner has established a unit on the 11th of December. So we're looking at targeting areas that are high risk, parts of our cities that are high risk, and we have to see the fruits of that. So that has been established and is working now with businesses. So we'll be hoping that that will bear fruit. I know it was estimated in 2023 about 1.6 billion euro was lost to our economy in this sector, something I will take very seriously, but I am focused working with the Gardaí in that respect. But secondly, listening to businesses. We are really going to display how important rewarding enterprise is, working with businesses and ensure that we can grow our 2.7 million people employed in our economy. That's going to be so important over the days and weeks ahead.
Okay, you can text us to 51551. Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke. Thank you.